Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let the person who wants to disgrace every embargo shout the loudest, hallelujah. Let's sing this song loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. And sing like a warrior here tonight. Jesus is here and his power is in this place. He says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Jesus is a willing man. Jesus is a willing man. Jesus is a willing man. A willing man all the time.
Sing it loud and clear.
Jesus is a willing man. Jesus is a willing man. Jesus is a willing man. A willing man all the time.
Winner man, a winner man all the time.
Jesus is a winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man.
I am on the winning side.
By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
every yoke must be broken.
By the reason of anointing,
this mountain must be moved.
possibility possible. Every possibility, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammai, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammai. Hallelujah. Every possibility God. I've been to Calvary. And in my eyes, in the blood of the Lamb, and in the blood of Jesus, my life has been saved. I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
Hallelujah.
I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made whole.
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 Onisha. Connecting me to my miracle.
Holy Ghost, connecting me to my miracle. Holy Ghost, connecting me to my miracle. Holy Ghost, connecting me to my miracle. I said, Holy Ghost, connecting me to my miracle.
Silence. Within the next few minutes, the power of Him who makes impossibility possible will begin to move from person to person. Silence, beloved. That man over there and that woman over there, you had a dream that they actually buried you. They have concluded their plans, but they have left the God of Elijah out of their calculation. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that power has backfired. That is the woman over there. That is the man over there. as a swelling inside his sister. I'm going to count seven from here. Just like balloons are punctured, the power of God will puncture that evil swelling. Doesn't matter how long it's been there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just press that tummy. Press it down. It's going down. Going down. Going down. There are 5 persons here. The power of God is about to fall upon you now. What happened was this. When you were very young, these evil men with their satanic ring on their fingers, they used their hands to rub your head while you were greeting them. And since then, you have never been able to achieve your potentials. Right here where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that backwardness assigned against your head is broken right now. That's number 1. That's number 2. That's number 3. That's number 4. That's number 5. What's happening? Now pray these prayers. Pray the way you've never prayed before. Say, every transaction contrary to my breakthroughs. Can you shout this loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, destroy the transaction. Mariba Satella Kaya Boshanda. Break the transaction. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil vehicle traveling for my sake. Ross. Can I hear you saying that loud? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to roast them. Let your voice be loud. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said this prayer is for 220 persons. Please pray it well. Say, powers planning my disgrace. Can you say this loud? You are a liar. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He is now a symbol, bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer, who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment, will I be made whole? Will I be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, seasick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing wave flow. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Father, this hand that are stretched here, let this hand carry the fire of God. Let his hands become the battle cry of the Almighty. Let his hand become the battle axe of the Almighty. Smite the enemy and the enemy shall flee. As many enemies as have been smitten here today, let them run out of their closed places in the name of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in any part of your body, smite it 21 odd times while shouting, blood of Jesus. Let's go. Check your body now. A lot of people have received the touch of heaven. Run quickly to this altar. If you have been healed, you brought a conditioner that disappeared, find your way to the altar very quickly. Don't let the devil put the problem back. You, that person over there, the powers that have stolen from you for 10 years, what they have stolen now is coming back to you. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. You will command two things to die now. Say this loud and clear. Inherited affliction. Dreams of affliction. Can you shout those two things loud? Your voice is still not loud enough. What are you waiting for? Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Something is happening here. Tonight is tonight. This is not a day to negotiate. There must be no more embargo. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Sisters who are in this service, clear your throat. Now shout as loud as your voice can carry. Everyone said I should tell you. And if we shout this 7 times from your heart, it shall be so. Sisters, can you shout this loud and clear? Say, my enemies shall bow down to me by the power in the blood of Jesus. Sisters, can I hear you shouting it? Amen. Can I hear the brothers shouting this loud? Yes. Brothers, your voice must be louder. Everybody get ready now. You need to shout it 7 times. Somebody has been ill in the gallery over there. Don't be too shy to come down. Don't let the enemies put the problem back. Say this after me, everybody now. My enemies shall bow down to me by the power in the blood of Jesus. Say it 7 times. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Masopolika Karaka. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. Yes. Enough is enough. Yes. Receive divine surgery now in your head. Receive divine surgery now in your eyes. Receive divine surgery now in your stomach. Receive divine surgery right now in your womb. Receive divine surgery right now in every part of your body. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Yes, that's the wind of the Holy Ghost. He's blowing, he's blowing. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Say bye bye to embargo. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Shout it 7 times. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we cover the testimonies here with the blood of Jesus. We cover the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. Father, that person here whose defeat started in the dream, let the victory of this person begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within. Bless his name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things.
He has done great things.
He has done great things.
He has done great things.
Bless his name. He has done great things.
He has done great things.
Sing it loud and clear. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
He has done great things.
Bless his
name.
One more time, one more time. He has done great things.
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 Father, open our understanding tonight. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. Let's take our Bibles, God bless you. Tonight, we are praying on and we're looking at what we call the dark veil. The dark veil is a serious matter to consider. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the dark veil. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 11, 14. The dark veil. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Please listen to me carefully. There is a mysterious, deep battle going on. It's even raging in this nation now, between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the circumcised and on the uncircumcised. To be quite honest with all of you who are here tonight, where you are now is not your final bus stop. What you are now is not your best. As a matter of fact, some of us sitting down here, this is not you. When the correct you comes back, the enemy shall cry. That's why I'm praying for somebody today. All those masquerading powers that are hiding to attack you, they shall be exposed and disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. A woman in this church invited a hairdresser home to be doing her hair. But she thought that was better than going to meet them. After some time, she discovered that the hairdresser was coming to her house when she was not at home. And little by little, the hairdresser took her husband away. She came to make hair, but she has taken the husband away. And before we could say Jesus is Lord, the hairdresser has become pregnant. And the woman at home is still praying to have a child. She started prayer. She wanted to move out of the place. I said, no, stay there. Stay there and give them a hard fight. Stay there. She started praying. She prayed all kinds of prayers. The one day she prayed a demasculating prayer. Prayer against a dark veil. This is why spiritual warfare is a strange war. Because sometimes what you are seeing like this is not what you are fighting. Sometimes where you think the battle is coming from is not where it's coming from. Sometimes your friends are portrayed as your enemies and your enemies are portrayed as your friends. I'm praying for somebody here. I said all those masquerading powers that are attacking you with style, let them be exposed and disgraced. Let them be exposed and disgraced. Let them be exposed and disgraced. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. She prayed. When we got home from one Palmer's Indians, where we talked a little bit about this kind of thing, she started praying again. One man appeared before her. Short man. The man was bandaged all around. Only the hand was free. And the hand held something. And said, take your marriage back. Take everything I've stolen back. And she took it from the man. I said, thank you. And the man turned and was going away. A bandaged man. All of a sudden, something said to the sister, so although you got what you want, try and know who this person is out of interest. He said, hey, you, Mr. Man, or whoever you are, come back here in Jesus' name. And he didn't turn back. Because the Bible says, he has given him a name which is above all names. That at the name of Jesus, every name should bow. He turned back. He said, remove your bandage. I want to know who you are. There was reluctance. I said, remove that bandage in the name of Jesus. Then the bandage began to move. By the time the bandage got to the face, because started from the feet, got to the face. I said, eh? Baba Kukuru? Enyini? Ah. What have I done? This was her uncle. She stayed there when she was a student. Now, look at where the attack is coming from. This is a very serious matter. And so anybody who's afraid tonight should not pray. Her sister found that when she gets salary, the salary will just vanish. She got a lot of big money. She will not know what she did with the money. She got home after a meeting like this. And she did a funny thing. Before she went to bed, she took a small cutlass she had at home and said, you evil hand, that you are stealing my money. She didn't see anybody. She said, I cut you off. When she did the first circle, I cut you off. All of a sudden, there was a loud voice, yes! But she didn't see anybody. She was so scared, she dropped the cutlass and could not sleep in that room that night. By the next morning, a family member in the village, something had cut off her hand. She was behind it. There is something. They call it demon idol. Demon idol. They send them to people. But by the time you probe them, they will tell you who sent them. I'm praying for somebody here. Anybody sending demon idol against you, whether you are seeing the demon idol or you are not seeing it, let the demon idol attack the sender. Let them attack their sender. In the name of Jesus. Let someone fall them up. One school I was going to many years ago, that's a burial ground close to our school. I noticed that some people come to school and they are shaking. The teacher, I saw spirit dwarfs. They were running after me and they'll be shaking. Teacher will be pouring water on their head. I used to wonder. I passed there every day. I could see them. So and they were seeing the demon dwarf, spirit dwarfs. Am I strange? I can't see them. So one day, I decided to even pass inside it. Whether I will see them. I didn't see them. It was when I grew spiritually. I began to understand why I did not see them and why they are seeing them. They were sent to them. They could not be sent to me. I pray that the anointing of touch not by the powers of darkness will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. What am I trying to explain tonight? Many are bearing bondages, burdens, loads they cannot see. Many are being put in fresh bondages every day. Many have received what we call satanic salary advance. It's a satanic salary advance. So any money they make now, they are just repaying. Many are feeding the enemies who fight them hard because of this dark veil. It's a dark veil. Dark veil. One great mistake you can make in your life is to know that you are living with a witch. And you go to that witch. Say, Mama, you are a witch. I saw you last night. You were flying. Witchy! It's a great error. She may not say anything. And she may say something. But that tragic mistake, what it will cause will be this. She will take your case file and transfer it to a higher witch. Then you will not see them again. But if you kept quiet, you know she's a witch. But you are not talking. You are watching. You'll be able to know her visitors, her friends. Then you will know that there are plenty. So you know who to face and what to face. May the Lord damage our ignorance in the name of Jesus. The devil specializes in masquerading. We must know how to address that covering in prayer. That covering, they will cover like this. We must know how to address them in prayer. You know, when they say occultic. Occult means to conceal, to hide, to cause something to disappear from your view. It means something secretive, something mysterious and supernatural. Anyone who wants to get rid of embargo, we need to specifically pray to uncover the secrets of the enemy. To uncover how you acquire embargo. How you acquired unwanted loads. To see how they renew their contract. Satan hides his ways from the eye of our understanding. Satan creates occultic veils and uses magic, fetish power, sorcery, enchantment, and every dark strategy to hide from sight. Many people will react violently. They may go on 7 days dry. They may go on 40 days dry. If all of a sudden that veil is removed and they see where the battle is coming from, the devil does not want you to do that. He doesn't want you to engage in that kind of war. He knows that you will destabilize what he has done. Therefore, it tries to masquerade. It tries to hide. The enemy hides. He conceals. He buries things. He wears cloaks. He wears masks. Disguises. It covers. Majority of those who are marching about in this country say, I'm a big man. They are mostly practically herbalists, native doctors. With what they do, with the evil thing they carry out. Some will say, I want to become a politician. So because of that, now enter into where you should not enter into. Drink what you should not drink. become what you should not become. And you become a satanic agent. The enemy withdraws things. Keep it away from sight. They camouflage. They masquerade. They cover up. And they try to conceal their identity. And sometimes they use a smoke screen. So you won't even know where the battle is coming from. You are about to pray one prayer now. And I want you to pray it with merciless violence. There was a sister in this church. She was on her way to work. She has just had a baby. And the mother-in-law was looking after the baby. And she stayed with them for a while. So she went to work. All of a sudden, at the bus stop, something said, "Go back home. Go back home." She said, "Why?" He said, "Go back home." So, okay. She obeyed. She went home. And the thing said, "Go to the dustbin. Go to the dustbin." She said, "Why am I going to the dustbin?" Then she remembered that before she started going to work, her menstrual pad, she tied it in another bag and threw it in the dustbin. He said, "Go there." By the time she'll get there, something she had thrown in before she went to work just now had disappeared. She started shaking. She ran inside without knocking the door. Ran straight to where this mother-in-law was to find the woman busy licking the blood on the pad. Say this loud and clear. Every masquerading power harassing my destiny. You are a liar. Death. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. Papali Katesecha. Jesus' name we pray. Listen. Since the enemy forms a covering to hide his ways, we too must look past the visible to see the invisible. We too must stop seeing men just after the flesh. We need to break anything the enemy creates to hinder our ability to discern. Many of us have walked into the net of the enemy just like that. Because we could not discern. We did not understand. Many of us have unconsciously entered into a terrible satanic web. We are now struggling to set ourselves free. Struggling to set ourselves free. This is a very, very serious matter. A young lady was coming to our youth church from the University of Lagos. And she was hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God. And her life began to change. She was one of those girls in the campus who go out to sugar daddies at weekend. Going about with men older than their fathers because of money. If you are here, and you are one of them, repent before those men waste you. Because they may waste you beyond deliverance. This girl came to the youth church for a while. And then her friends were laughing at her. But she stopped going out with the men. Well, one weekend, a friend convinced her to try it once again. So she followed this man to somewhere on the island. Her parents were in Ibadan, struggling to finance her. She has gone with a strange man. They enter the house. Big house, she said. Now, if a person is not mad, or crazy, or insane, or all three. If you enter a big house, no houseboy, no house girl, no wife, no children, and it's big, huge like that, and I've said, dangerous place. Anyway, the man said, "Okay, you go and have a shower before we start." So she went to have a shower and laid on the bed. The man too said, "Now let me go and have my shower." Man went to the shower. And she was laying on the bed, flat, face up. All of a sudden, the door of the shower opened. But no man came out. What came out was a large python. Huge snake. And the snake was crawling towards the bed. She saw the snake. She was afraid. She tried to stand up. She could not stand up again. It was as if something has glued her to that bed. Then she remembered she came to youth church. And she said, Jesus! No, Jesus did not answer that. And the serpent came. Crawled on her tummy. And folded on her tummy like this. She said the weight of the serpent was so much, she could hardly breathe. Then all of a sudden, she found that something was sleeping with her. And she didn't know what it was. After some time, the snake came down, went back to the shower. Door closed. Then the man came out. When she saw the man, she screamed. She took her bag, dressed up very quickly, and started running away. I said, wait and collect your money, wait and collect your money. And the man gave her $5,000. But right from that day, her problem started. A girl of 21, her period ceased. Everything went wrong. She began to lose weight. She began to lose her mind. But she did not tell anybody what she had done until her parents brought her here. Then she told me what happened. Put her hand in her bag. Brought the money. Said, Jill, take the money. Sir, I don't want you. I don't want you. You still remember the place? Take the money back there. Your first deliverance is to go and return this money. I'm praying for somebody else. Every friend that is masquerading to derail you shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. It was Satan that masqueraded as a friend to deceive her to go there. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Can you shout this with boiling anger? Masquerading power! Attacking my star! You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! Masculine power attacking my son. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What was that prayer you prayed? Say, dark veils covering my enemies. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Dark veils covering my enemies. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. What was that prayer you prayed? Give that prayer 10 minutes before you sleep tonight. Father, as your children go, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make His face to shine upon you. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. I cover you and your destiny and your household with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.